The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
It is the Business News Hour. Welcome aboard. We're with Sally Dix. Sally is the executive director for Bravo of Greater Des Moines. And we're going to talk a little bit about what the heck is Bravo and what do they do over there. And then we're going to get into this really neat study about the economic development efforts that go into or what comes out of the arts when it does what they do. And how does that impact the local economy and business? So welcome, Sally.
Thanks
good
for
to have you here.
Me.
So let's talk about Bravo. You don't perform.
No, and everyone's very grateful for that. Mm-hmm.
but what you do is what?
Yeah, so Bravo is a regional arts council that provides funding and support for arts, culture, and heritage organizations in Central Iowa, which is a fancy way of saying that we invest in the arts by providing direct grant resources and also additional assets that individual organizations can't do for themselves.
So, for example, Des Moines Performing Arts may come to Bravo and say, hey, we'd like to do a series on X, Y, and Z. They write a grant, and then you guys look at that.
Yes. And actually, what we do is somewhat unique in the grant-making environment insofar as we actually just provide general operating support. The vast majority of our investments are general operating support, knowing that these organizations are doing great work and contributing to the cultural landscape. We often in our applications don't even ask what they're going to do. What we say is we're investing in you to do what's best for your organization.
So that is quite different.
It is. We usually have a couple of other programs. We have a capital program and we have a programs grant that we also do. But the vast majority of our funding is just general operating support to keep the doors open and the lights on and make sure that these great organizations do what they do.
And other than the capital program, that's for brick and mortar?
It is sometimes for brick and mortar. We also will fund occasionally projects or additional assets, capital assets that an organization needs that requires a little bit more of an investment outside their annual operating budget.
We're talking with Sally Dix, ladies and gentlemen. If that name sounds familiar, it should. Her husband is Patrick. Patrick is now retired from the broadcast media, and he doesn't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning any longer.
That's true. He misses it, but that's true.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he misses it. Yeah, right. We are talking about Bravo of Greater Des Moines, and recently, in support of the arts here in the region, they commissioned a study that talks about the economic impact of the arts on the metro. Let's dig into this a little bit.
Yeah, so one of the things that we hear a lot is that people really value the arts and the quality of life that it brings to Central Iowa. We love to go be inspired and engaged by a concert, a performance, visual arts. There are so many assets for us. But what I think sometimes gets lost is that people don't understand or appreciate that this is an industry for Central Iowa, just like any other. And while we want to value the amenity component, we also need to tell the other side of the story, which is that they are having a tremendous economic impact on our region.
Well, this is one of those conversations that we've had in education for a long time. You know, one of the first cuts that happened in education, sadly, is the arts. And we have long held to the fact that the arts allow students to become more well-rounded, and history and science and all kinds of things can be delved from the arts if we give it an opportunity to work.
And there's a lot of data that indicate that students that have arts experiences, either academically or outside the classroom, as young people, become more connected to their community. They provide more volunteer hours. They are better positioned for work. They get the creative thinking and the strategic thinking. So there's no doubt that the arts are of value, again, on that intrinsic side. But what I think the sector hasn't been as effective in doing is telling the story of beyond the quality of life or beyond the critical thinking or the inspiration, which I think many people agree about with the arts. We haven't told that story of there are real dollars and cents attached to this as well.
There really are. And let's talk about the dollars and cents. Now, there are a slew of things that go on here in the Greater Des Moines Metro relative to the arts. I mean, we've got just a ton of stuff going on.
We
and
do.
I oftentimes wonder how in the world do we do we support all of this stuff? You know, from the Arts Festival, it was just a couple of weeks ago, to the Des Moines Playhouse, to the Des Moines Performing Arts Group, and it goes on and on and on and on. That's a whole bunch of folks that are working in that sector, which also has an economic impact because those are jobs in the community that are oftentimes paid for through grants or through opportunities and ticket sales and fundraising.
And recycling those dollars through not only through the ticket sales, but all the other ways. The arts are somewhat uniquely positioned in that often when you go and have an arts experience, you're also having another experience, whether it's eating out at a restaurant or whether it's childcare. There are a lot of dollars tied in with that. And most of those dollars are local. They're coming back into the local economy, which is really exciting. And you're right, the depth and breadth of what we have to offer in Des Moines is significant. Bravo currently has more than 70 cultural partners.
Yes, it's amazing.
And we only serve Central Iowa, so we're not even a statewide organization. So that's 70 cultural partners that are providing great programming within Central Iowa and really delivering a knockout economic impact.
Sally Dix, ladies and gentlemen, she is with Bravo, and we're about to take a look at some real hard numbers when it comes to economic development of the arts here in the greater Des Moines metro in Central Iowa. What other interesting observation? You know, nobody questions whether or not a sports franchise is doing well or making money or if that's important to the economic development. Nobody necessarily questions those other kinds of soft entertainment things when it comes, but they do the arts. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that's it's a combination of things, as we say to our boys, it's complicated. But I think one of the primary reasons for that is that not everyone sees themselves in the arts. There is sometimes a perception, in my opinion, a misperception, but sometimes a perception that if you're not artistic yourself or if you don't enjoy some of the more traditional art forms, that there isn't an outlet for you or that there isn't space for you. And therefore, let's cut it because I don't personally care about it. What I think, though, is that if people understood the variety of what was available and if people understood the accessibility of what was available in a deeper way, there would be more appetite and understanding. And again, I have to say, to a certain extent, that's on us, on Bravo and on the rest of the sector, to make sure that we're telling that story in a proud way.
So that it's not just about arts and entertainment as arts and entertainment, but we talk about the economic impact. So let's talk about that. What'd you find out?
Well, there were some great numbers that came out of this study. At the top level, there 65 organizations in Central Iowa participated in this study, which was actually conducted by Americans for the Arts. So this is a national organization, which I think puts a real stamp of validity on the data coming back. More than 340 other communities and regions participated in this. So not only do we have data for Des Moines, but we have data for other communities, metros, and regions. So we can start to benchmark ourselves. We know nobody likes a score better than Des Moines. Where do we rank compared to other people? And the top line number that we came out of this study with is that the arts in Central Iowa, the nonprofit arts organizations in Central Iowa, have $185 million worth of economic impact annually.
Annually.
Which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, especially when you're talking about there's a lot of organizations, but sometimes their seasons are relatively short. Or in the area, you know, they'll maybe do five plays or six plays or a series of concerts or whatever it happens to be.
Yep.
You know, and I think what's really interesting when we talk about economic impact, that's a lot of money for one thing, and it then starts to be multiplied when it comes back into the community, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've got spending from the arts organizations included in that $185 million, but you've also got the ancillary spending that goes in when you buy a ticket or go to a restaurant or are an employee or pay employees. You know, someone's got to paint the sets and someone's got to do all of the things that make the magic happen. Uh-huh. So it's a significant number. $185 million is a significant number. This is actually not the first time that Bravo has conducted an economic impact study. And although it's hard to compare apples to apples because you have different metrics
different years, different models.
Mm-hmm. This was a significant increase over the number that we had from our prior study, which had us closer to $120 million worth of economic impact. So what we're seeing is what we know in our hearts, which is that the sector is growing and making a lot of impact on our region.
And it's one of those sectors that we can talk about clean money, you know, because it's money that circulates, but you're not creating something that necessarily impacts the environment or impacts, you know, this is an industry that tends to be, as they say, clean. What other numbers do you have from the study?
So within that top line, $185 million, we also like to talk about jobs. Everyone wants to know about jobs and how are we employing people in central Iowa and making sure that we've got good workforce. So another really great number out of this study is 5,677 jobs.
That many?
Supported by the sector. Now, that's a combination not just of the people that are specifically employed by the institutions, by the organizations, but also jobs that are supported through the sector. So
again, we go back to the restaurant.
It's
motel
a full
business.
Ecosystem. It's not just a single entity. It's like everything else. And if you're going to take a look, you need to take the full look. So those jobs include the direct employees of the arts organizations, but also others that are employed as a result of the arts being in town. I mean, ask any restaurateur anywhere.
Sure.
They know when there's a show at Des Moines Performing Arts, or they know when there's a concert downtown. So they will validate that those jobs are just as important and equally supported by the arts and culture.
And that really comes back to another interesting thing. If we take a look at it, the explosion, we just talk about restaurants, the explosion in restaurant opportunities here in the greater Des Moines metro, it's wild. And these are locally owned restaurants, independent of chains, that are just doing tremendous work out there. And they really do complement the arts because, in a sense, that's becoming an art in and of itself.
Sure. And a lot of people think of the culinary arts as an art form. And that's a great pull to the next big number that we love from this study, which is the combination of local visitors and people coming from outside the metro to participate in arts and culture. And the number that came out of the study was 3.2 million people participating in arts and culture. And that's overall, total, 3.2 million people in the year in which this study was done. But of those 3.2 million, 875,000 were from outside the metro, which is really exciting. And then again, I can nerd out on all of the data in here. But one of the statistics is how many of those people would have gone somewhere else to have this experience. And it's north of 60%. So if we were not offering it here in central Iowa, they would do it anyway. They would just go spend their money somewhere else.
Minneapolis.
So it's
Omaha,
exactly Kansas City, Chicago. I mean, you name the ones that you know and that we all know that we are compared to sometimes. So being able to bring visitors here as well as provide opportunities for our local residents, that kind of combination really can't be beat. And the more we can nurture that, the more we feed the cycle. Bravo is funded with hotel motel tax dollars. We exist because of the generosity of 17 local government partners that give us a portion of their hotel motel tax dollars. This helps us make sure that they understand that we're doing our part to feed that cycle. We're not just taking, we're also giving that money back by bringing people in who are staying in the hotels.
And that becomes a reason to exist. I mean, at the end of the day, you're saying, wait a minute, you know, let's not talk about cutting this program or that program in the arts and education or support to Bravo, because we can show economic growth and development, especially from $120 million to the most recent figure.
Absolutely. And one of the key takeaways from this is that sometimes people have the misperception that public investments in the arts are at the expense of economic development. That when you put dollars towards arts and culture, public dollars, not private money, but public money, when you put public dollars towards the arts, that it's at the expense of other things. We hear periodically people will say, well, why are we investing in the arts when there are potholes to be filled? It's an easy example, a little bit, lacks a little bit of complexity. But the point is that public investments in the arts also generate public revenue. There are tax dollars generated as well, $16.8 million in tax revenue, local and state tax revenue, through the expenses on the arts. So there's direct dollars going back. There's the hotel motel tax dollars that are being generated. And so it's clear that the public investment in the arts is feeding the public good. It's economic benefit for the public as well. So whether you participate in the arts or whether you think you enjoy the arts, this is a benefit to your community that we have all that we have.
Sometimes the arts gets a foul rap, I think, because individuals may think it's really too highbrow. But among the 70 organizations that you were talking about, there are some really interesting community-based arts organizations, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. So last year, our largest grant was over $500,000. Our smallest grant was
$900.
So there is a range of opportunities. Many of them are offering free programming. Many of them are serving at-risk populations or audiences that mm-hmm. have issues with accessibility. We are constantly monitoring that and making sure that there is truly something for everyone. It's just a question of whether you know about it or not. And again, we have to own that as an art sector. We have to make sure that we're telling our story so that people see the full breadth and depth and have their opportunities to engage, because there's really no way to say, well, there's nothing that interests me. Mm-hmm. My bet is you just haven't found it yet.
And where can people find this study if they want more information? They want to really take a look at this and see for themselves what it is that the art's doing for the metro and beyond.
Yeah, I really hope they will, because if we can come together to tell this story cumulatively and make sure that we all appreciate both sides of the coin, the intrinsic value and the economic benefit, it's just better for everybody. And all of the information can be found on Bravo's website, which is bravogreaterdesmoines.org. It's all spelled out. There's a one-page summary for those people that don't want to dive in and read the whole thing, but all the data are on a one-page summary. Or we do have a copy of the full report for anyone who's interested in digging in a little deeper.
And we will have a link directly to that in the radio blog. Sally Dix, thank you so much for coming by and doing this. We do appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thanks
all
for
right.
having me.
Keep on keeping on. And 70 organizations, that much money, $185 million, you said?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And a lot of people, over 5,000 individuals and jobs associated with this. So the next time that you are going out and about, you are part of the solution.
Part of the ecosystem, and we appreciate it.
Of course. Sally Dix, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director of Bravo of Greater Des Moines. All right, we've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. We told you earlier, housing starts last month were up. There was some good economic news today. That jump-started the markets. We'll tell you what happened on Wall Street when we come back. This is the Nadas on Inside on Business, the News Hour.
Never smile. Fills my coffee, I've been here for a while.